وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salaam alaikum. This is Hussein and you're listening to your program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. In this program, we talk about Islamic teachings pertaining to humanity and mankind as presented in the Holy Quran and the Islamic tradition. One of the ways in Islamic tradition for us to understand the teachings and values existing in Islamic heritage about humanity is by studying and analyzing the life story and legacy and biography of the great personalities of Islam, on top of whom comes the great prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this endeavor is called Sira, the studying Sira. Sira in Arabic means life story, biography, or conduct. And since early ages of Islamic tradition, Muslim scholars, Muslim laity, and people, they attended to learn about Sira, document Sira, and narrate Sira, the life story of the Prophet and great personalities of Islam. By reading and knowing the life of great people, we have tangible and objective examples of real-life situations, how one should act and react in those real-life situations. And we can connect better to the values narrated in the Holy Quran or in the Hadith. Also, in the Holy Quran, a great portion of the verses and ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deals with the stories of previous prophets. So it shows that how this is important in educating, in bringing up people's awareness about the values and principles they need to lead their own life. In Shia Islam, according to a hadith that has been narrated by both Sunni and Shia scholars, and it's one of the mutawatirat, numerously narrated a hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's quoted as saying that I will leave among you two weighty things, Kitab Allah wa Itrati, the Book of Allah, the Scripture, Holy Quran, and my household. The pure progeny of the household of the Prophet is regarded as one of the weighty things, one of the trusts that the Prophet left among the Ummah. And because of this hadith, Shia scholars and by large also other scholars in the Sunni Islam, they have documented the Sira and the life story of the pure progeny of the Prophet. There are two ways to study the life story of great personalities. One way is to just simply narrate whatever that seems at the surface level. For example, this person did like this in this situation and acted like that in that situation. So this is the first level of Sira. The second level is when we have analysis and we try to contextualize the life, actions, and reactions of a given personality. In this second category, or in this second way of studying the lifestyle of great personalities of Islam, we have a very good and valuable book that inshallah we're aiming to cover this book in this episode and in the coming episodes. And inshallah after the break, I'm going to introduce to you the book and the title, and I'm going to talk a little bit about how we're going to go about this task. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad ya muslimi sallu alayhi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad Welcome back. You're listening to For Humanity from IRIB English Radio. In the first segment, I told you that, inshallah, in this episode and the following episodes, we're going to cover a very good book titled A 250-Year-Old Person by His Eminence Grand Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei. This book covers the lectures delivered by Ayatollah Khamenei throughout the years before the struggle, before the revolution, and after the revolution. In different occasions, he delivered lectures and he analyzed the life and legacy of the infallible Imams and also the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this book is considered one analysis, a great perspective about the lives of the infallible Imams, which contextualizes the actions and reactions of the great personalities of Islam since early ages of the start of the governance of the Prophet in Medina up until the time of the beginning of minor occultation. So this is a span of 250 years. That is where the title comes from. The author, Ayatollah Khamenei, believes that we should consider all these Imams, leaders, as one in their goal, in their principles, but with different tactics, with different plans based on the context or based on the sociopolitical conditions that they lived in different periods of time. That's why the title of the book is A 250-Year-Old Person. We should consider and conceive all the sirahs of these great leaders of Islam as one, and we should treat them as one person, as if it were one person trying to establish justice, to spread Islamic values, to educate people. How would he do in different situations? And we will realize when we look at them and when we take up this perspective, we realize that we can spot some patterns that are unique and that are common by all these leaders throughout the years that they lived in under different circumstances. So what we do, inshallah, in the coming and following episodes is that we go through the book page by page, and what I do, I will explain to you, give a first summary of the content of the book, and then a little bit of explanation about the meaning or the context of these analysis. So the book has 17 chapters, and after the introduction, the first chapter is dedicated to the Prophet, and then we have chapters dedicated to Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam Ali alayhi salam, Lady Fatima al-Zahra, then Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, and we have some chapters around the incident of Karbala, tragedy of Ashura, and then the following aftermath of the Karbala, and then we have chapters pertaining to other Shia Imams, Imam Sajjad, Imam Baqir. We have some chapters pertaining especially to the time and conditions or sociopolitical conditions of the time of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. And then we have a chapter about the underground organization. There's a system of wakala that our Imams started after Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. And then up to the beginning of the minor occultation, which is the year 260 in Islamic calendar. And in that chapter, we talk about the end goal of this 250-year-old person. Inshallah, in the following episodes, we start from the introduction and we go chapter by chapter. And inshallah, I hope that you enjoy the content. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jannah, Jannah, it's all I ever wish for.